Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
I enjoy talking to State Senator Amanda Chase. You know, she represents Chesterfield County in the State Senate. She's a little bit controversial. She's also the first person to jump into the race for governor, seek the Republican nomination. And every time I open up Facebook, I'm telling you, she is on the road. Have you been at home in the last two or three weeks? Every time I see a post, you're somewhere exotic in Virginia.
Well, yeah, Southwest Virginia is definitely exotic. It's okay. Exotic parts of Virginia. You know, I made a promise that all of Virginia would be represented while I'm governor. And so I have run my campaign pledge to visit every single city, every single county in the Commonwealth. And I have spent the last three weekends predominantly in Southwest Virginia, hitting every corner of Southwest Virginia. We're actually going back next week. We also have been hitting the Virginia Beach area, the greater Richmond area, Northern Virginia. We're everywhere, to your point. But you know what, John? No one will outwork Amanda Chase. I am working hard for the people to do a listening tour, to find out what are the most important issues that are affecting Virginians all across Virginia, not just Northern Virginia. And I think a lot of candidates statewide get criticized because they cater to just Northern Virginia. And so I've given myself plenty of time to run for office starting back in February. I actually committed to fully run back on President's Day back in February, because that's what it's going to take to win a statewide race. And, you know, I've helped other people run. I'm helping Daniel Gade run right now for U.S. Senate and coaching him, as I have so many
How's
other
doing,
candidates for office. He's doing well. He's getting out there. We've been traveling some together, hitting different events across the state. I've been working with Bishop Leon Benjamin, doing events for both he and working with Nick Freda. So as I'm running for governor, I'm helping our other candidates to make sure that we have victories for President Trump this coming fall. So, yeah, but I'm definitely getting around the Commonwealth. We're full speed ahead.
Now, let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. I think strategically it's smart to get out ahead of the game. You know, there were people who initially were kind of critical and said, oh, this distracts from the presidential race. I'm not sure that's true. And to your point, being engaged with the other candidates who are on the ballot this year is probably good for you and good for them. It gets a lot of attention for them. But you've got a couple of other people who are now poking their head up and saying that they may run. The most recent, we talked to him this week, is the former Speaker of the House of Delegates, Kirk Cox, the Republican who represents Colonial Heights. He didn't take any pot shots at you at all. I kind of asked him, I gave him the opportunity to do that. He did not
sure.
do that. He always struck me as a gentleman. So, but what do you make of like Bill Carrico? He's from Southwest Virginia, and Kirk Cox from your neck of the woods in Colonial Heights. What do you think?
Look, these are all really good guys. These are colleagues of mine, and I still talk to Senator Carrico even now, and Pete Snyder and so forth. And look, we're all on the same team. Our goal is to defeat the Democrats, and that's what our focus is right now. And you know, right now I'm just focused on my race. I've been full steam ahead since February. And I think it will be very difficult at this point in the game for any other candidate to seek the Republican nomination and actually have a serious shot at it. I mean, I've been out front center, really the voice. I'm just telling you what constituents and voters across Virginia are telling me. They said, Amanda, you have been the only voice out there saying what we're thinking, fighting, speaking up, going on the media circuit. I was just in Christiansburg this past weekend. Mm-hmm. People want a fighter. And you know, we have a lot of really good guys and girls in the legislature. And, you know, but I would, you know, I'm probably more of a fighter. I think that's my strength, is that, you know, we have to win. I have experience in winning races statewide. And, you know, I love Speaker Kirk Cox. I mean, we're very good friends, and I've helped him. I've gone door to door with him. But, you know, one of my disappointments is that he worked very closely with Governor Ralph Northam to expand Medicaid here in Virginia. And I, quite frankly, I was very disappointed about that, because I really do look up to him. He is a super nice guy and works. I mean, I really do think a lot of he and his wife, and they're just they're good people. But you, in 2021, I would tell you that people need someone. They want someone who's tough, someone that's a fighter, someone that can stand up to the socialist agenda. People want a fighter. And I don't know that a nice guy is the right tool for the job this time. You know, it's very different, John, than even 5 years ago, that the temperament that you need of a governor in Virginia. I also, I'm not a career politician. You know, I worked in the private sector, in the public sector, in management. I've actually received awards in the professional world. And that's really what you are as the governor of Virginia. You've got to know how to manage.
There's a management role. But let me ask you this. Yes, you're a fighter, and I think you've proven that over the last couple of months as one of the vocal Republicans, not just sitting back while this stuff rolls over us with the pandemic and then the violence. And I'm going to say to your face what people tell me after we get off the radio. They're like, she's a loose cannon. She's crazy. So, I mean, I don't know if people come up and tell you that. What do you say if someone says that to you? And I'm trying to pay you a compliment by telling you to your face on the radio what people say to me to give you a chance to respond to it. I'm not trying to be insulting.
No. Well, listen, you know, who would have ever thought that in 2020 that we would see the defunding of our police, that we would see an all-out attack on the Second Amendment? Mm-hmm. Listen, I'm not a polished attorney. I'm not, and that's not, I don't think, the persona that people want. Mm-hmm. I don't think people really, I mean, I think they're starting to wake up to it, but they're not looking at the legislation like myself and others are. I'm outraged at the all-out attack from the, I don't even think there's a Democratic Party anymore. I personally think they've been hijacked by the Socialist Party. Mm-hmm. I've never had anybody to tell me that. I think some of the Republican establishment elitists don't like that I've exposed the pay-to-play system that's going on in Richmond, and they're pushing back on that by making disparaging remarks. But listen, I am a truth bearer, and I hold everyone accountable, not just Democrats, but I have people in my own party who will not take a stand on issues that are important to Republican voters, like the Second Amendment. I mean, they compromise on red flag laws, universal background checks, that deny due process. And, you know, when should the government ever know how many guns I have or how many, and limiting how many guns I can purchase?
Yeah. Well, taking those stands will make some enemies. I'm watching the clock, yeah. You got the Ted Nugent event? Boy, people loved hearing Ted Nugent on the show the other day.
Well, yes, and we still have a few tickets available. They can go to my website, chaseforva.com. The only way to find out the location, it is in Chesterfield in the Metoka District, but it's on a private horse farm in Chesterfield, and it's tomorrow. It is from 4 to 8 p.m., and we're going to have a fantastic turnout. People can still get tickets online, just do it today because
well, he was entertaining on the radio. I'm telling you, that guy.
Well, you know what?
I didn't even have to open my mouth. He just filled the half hour with his stories. It was pretty interesting. So I know it'll be big. I got to run, but I did want to talk to you about that, especially with the announcements. State Senator Amanda Chase.
Lots of opportunity. Thank you.
Yep. Yes, ma'am. All right. State Senator Amanda Chase running for governor. One of the only declared candidate running for governor as a Republican, but. I wanted to bring her on with her event tomorrow and some of the things that have been said in the last week, give her a chance to respond. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.